Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and welcome to the 40th episode of Sunday Cantata on the 14th Sunday after Trinity. I'm Tapani Simayoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire. Thanks for tuning into Lutheran Radio UK for this half hour in the company of the greatest church composer of all time, Johann Sebastian Bach. Today we will hear a cantata written by Bach for this Sunday in the church year in the great chorale cantata series he began, though never finished, in his second year as the cantor of the St. Thomas Choir School in the city of Leipzig and the director of music to the city's main churches in 1724. In each of those chorale cantatas written to commemorate the bicentenary of the publication of the first ever Lutheran hymnal in Wittenberg in 1524, a poet, whose identity is no longer known, took a famous hymn connected to the gospel reading of each Sunday and fashioned a libretto out of it. The first and the last verses were left untouched, but the middle verses were recast into alternate recitatives and arias with greater or lesser fidelity to the original text. Today's cantata, BWV 78, is based on a 12-stanza hymn by the 17th-century Lutheran pastor and poet Johann Rist. Jesu, dedu meine Seele. Rist was an incredibly talented wordsmith who wrote over 600 hymns and poems. Francis Brown, whose prose translation of the libretto we will be hearing in a minute, courtesy of the website bach-cantatas.com, Rist seems to have been unable to express himself in anything less than 10 stanzas. Thankfully, what he wrote was of a high quality, and many of his hymns remain in use in Lutheran hymnals to this day. Jesu, dedu meine Seele is not found in modern hymnals, but it was popular in earlier times. For example, it was included in the first hymn book of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, published in 1847. A penitential hymn, it is not directly connected to the gospel reading for today, the healing of the 10 lepers in Luke chapter 17, but Bach's librettist makes the necessary connections in his reworking of Rist's text. The composer of the chorale melody is not known with certainty. You're listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. For earlier episodes of the programme, go to our website at lutheranradio.co.uk and follow links to Sunday Cantata's programme page. Feel free to get waylaid on the way to listening to the other excellent programmes there, available for listening on demand. The opening movement is in many ways a typical opening movement of a Bach chorale cantata. An impressive orchestral introduction followed by the three lower parts of the choir singing in a fugal style, while the sopranos sing the chorale melody as a slow cantus firmus. However, what Bach does within this format is simply extraordinary. He combines a French-style chaconne, a dance movement in 3-4 style with a repeated bass line, with its Italian cousin, chaccona, over which he then overlays the choral fugette and the cantus firmus itself. The music itself is highly expressive, dominated by the falling chromatic scale in the bass line. This was used in Baroque music to evoke grief and lamentation. All of this was done not to show off his incredible craftsmanship as a composer, but to squeeze every ounce of meaning out of Rist's equally skillfully written poetry, an appeal to Jesus' bitter sufferings, hence the lamentation, as a refuge of the Christian. Jesus, by whom my soul, through your bitter death, from the devil's dark abyss, and from heavy distress of soul, has been mightily torn free, and by whom I have been made to know this through your kindly word. Be still now, O God, my refuge. The potential difficulty in opening with such an incredible movement is that it's hard to keep up the standard. Even Bach sometimes fell prey to this difficulty. However, in this cantata there is no sign of such trouble. The second movement, a duet for a soprano and alto soloist, and continuo, is pure delight. The words create the first connection to the gospel reading. The sick ones call to Jesus, the Master, for his help, echoing the cry of the 10 lepers. We hurry with weak yet eager steps, O Jesus, O Master, to you to help. You faithfully look for the sick and the straying. Ah, here, as we raise our voices to pray for help, may your gracious countenance give us joy. The music is full of devices to bring home the urgency of these words. The bass line of the continuo accompaniment is full of eager steps, whose energetic movement overcomes the weakness portrayed by the light instrumentation. The singers chase each other in rising ornamented figures, unmistakably in a great hurry. The first recitative is for the tenor. It's a so-called secco, or dry recitative. That is, it's accompanied by the continuo of cello, harpsichord and organ only. The words quote two lines from each of the stanzas 4, 5 and 6 of the hymn. These quotations are placed in the beginning, center and end of the movement, with the other lines again from the pen of Bach's librettist. Here again the cantata makes an explicit connection to the gospel by referring to the leprosy of sin. Ah, I am a child of sin. Ah, I stray far and wide. Sin's leprosy, which is found in me, will not leave me in this mortal life. My will strives only after evil. My spirit indeed says, ah, who will set me free? But to overcome flesh and blood, and to carry out what is good, is beyond all my strength. Even though I would not hide my failings, I cannot count how often I fail. Therefore I now take the sorrow and pain of sin and the burden of my cares that would otherwise be unbearable for me, and with sighs hand them over to you, Jesus. Do not count my misdeeds, which have angered you, Lord. As always, the musical setting of these words is highly expressive, painting the meaning of the words in strong colors. The tenor follows the recitative with a beautiful aria, accompanied by a solo flute and continuo. The words paraphrase stanzas 6 and 7. The blood that cancels out my guilt makes my heart again light and declares me free. If the hosts of hell call me to battle, then Jesus stands by my side, so that I am encouraged and victorious. Here the text takes a crucial turn away from the concentration on the Christian's guilt and the sufferings that guilt imposed on Jesus, by looking to the fruit of the cross, the shedding of Jesus' blood, not as an indictment, but as a source of strength and consolation. To emphasize the point, the word durchstreit, cancels, is repeated 3 times. Likewise, while the taunting of the hosts of hell is repeated several times, the word that follows, steht, Jesus stands, is held long and firm to indicate that the cross is in fact a place of forgiveness and victory, not of condemnation and defeat. Now comes the second recitative for the bass, this time an accompagnato, or accompanied aria, with warm backing from the strings. The words closely follow the 8th and 9th stanzas and close with a verbatim quotation of the last 4 lines of the 10th. The wounds, nails, crown and grave, the blows that were there given to my Saviour are now signs of his victory and can give me renewed powers. When a terrifying judgment pronounces a curse on the damned, you turn it into a blessing. No sorrow and no pain can move me because my Saviour knows them. And since your heart burns with love for me, I in turn lay down what is mine before you. This heart of mine mixed with suffering, sprinkled with your precious blood that was shed on the cross, I give to you, Lord Jesus Christ. If the first recitative was expressive, this one has expressiveness turned up another 2 or 3 notches, with highly colorful musical writing on key words and phrases, closely reflecting the changing moods between Jesus' suffering, the terrifying judgment of God, and the blessing of God on account of Jesus' sacrifice. The bass follows this with the final aria, which reworks the 11th stanza of the hymn. Now you will calm my conscience that cries against me for vengeance. Yes, your faithfulness will fulfill it, since your word offers me hope. If Christians believe in you, no enemy in all eternity will steal them from your hands. The accompaniment for the full orchestra with a solo oboe part is full of confidence and hope, despite the minor key. As always, Bach closes the cantata with a straightforward harmonization of the final stanza of the chorale, with the orchestra doubling the vocal part. Lord, I believe, help me in my weakness. Let me not despair. You can make me stronger when sin and death assail me. I shall trust in your goodness until with joy I shall behold you, Lord Jesus, after the battle in sweet eternity. Thus, this masterpiece, arguably the finest of all the chorale cantatas, comes to a fittingly triumphant close. We will now hear a complete performance of Johann Sebastian Bach's cantata No. 78, Jesu, der du meine Seele, given by the choir and orchestra of Barclaydrum Japan, directed from the harpsichord by Masaki Suzuki. The soloists are Yukari Nonoshita, soprano, Daniel Taylor, countertenor, Makoto Sakurada, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The recording is from volume 25 of Barclaydrum Japan's 55-volume set of the complete sacred cantatas of Bach, made available to Lutheran Radio UK through a generous discount from eclassical.com.
Thank you.
That was Cantata No. 78 by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by the choir and orchestra of Barclay Jim Japan and soloists Yukari Nonoshita, Daniel Taylor, Makoto Sakurada and Peter Coy. Join me again next week for Sunday Cantata. In the meantime, may God bless you richly with His grace in the week ahead. I'm Pastor Tapani Simoyoki and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.